If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
He's a big fan of Oklahoma State, which is weird because he went to Kansas.
What?
He spends more time in the tanning booth than his hero, Mike Gundy.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Some people think he's funny.
You're funny.
But no one thinks he's as funny as he does.
My name is Mitt, and I'm very funny.
He's a big TV star now.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Which makes him almost good enough for us. For an hour at least. He's 41 Action News sports director and wannabe comedian Mick Schaefer, only on the program.
Big number. Big number.
Dude. We wonder why things aren't going so smooth in this country, right? You know? Okay. Interesting stuff. Mick Schaefer's
here.
Hi. Spreading all kinds of holiday cheer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is kind of a holiday. It was a
NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
It's like a holiday in my
world,
man.
Holiday on Sunday. It was the St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. I did not get a partake, but that's fine.
Did you get a Reuben? I had a Reuben. My wife made a Reuben. Tremendous chef. Had it. They grilled it up in the...
Yeah.
I did not know she knew how to make a Reuben. Made it perfectly. Made some with dressing, some without, some with kraut, some without. You know, because 8 and 12-year-olds can be finicky.
Sure they can.
So, quite impressive.
I had a, corned beef. Corned beef? Yeah, some corned beef. That's Irish food, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Irish food.
Corned beef Reuben.
Or any other, really, nationality of food, as it turns out. But I had a little bit, might have had a green beer Sunday for dinner. Might have. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
And then did the 10.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I was down there, so I didn't see it, but you must have. It's nice to have that little hidden compartment in the drawer of your desk.
We went out to eat.
Mick Schaefer is with us, the sports director for 41 Action News. We're going to play the feud. We needed a contestant. Let's go, people. 913-3810-810, the phone number. Do you want to win fabulous pizza? To Il Lazzarone, the only authentic style Neapolitan pizza you're going to find anywhere around these parts is at Il Lazzarone, my buddy Josh. More and more people keep texting me photos of what they're having when they go there. All my friends have been there just going and telling me, okay, I'm sitting back. Now I'm hanging out back at the bar area and having a couple of drinks. Check it out. If you have not, Il Lazzarone Pizza, the only authentic style pizza you're going to find anywhere in these parts. The freshest, most pure ingredients, dough, some of the rarest, most traditional in the world. It is truly pizza the old way. It's made fresh right in front of you. You can check out the margarita and the marinara, the pepperoni with honey, the famous crepa. I like the supremo.
Crepa.
Is tremendous, plus great appetizers, salads, and more. Two locations, 1628 Frederick in St. Joe. Get over there. St. Joe. It is absolutely awesome. 412 Delaware Street, right there in the River Market area. If you're taking the streetcar down, you get off right by Il Lazzarone. So that's another option right there. The streetcar runs right in front of Il Lazzarone. So go see him. Josh, the guys and gals will be happy to see you. I know they always take care of me and my family when we are there. We have a contestant. We ready to play, boys?
I am.
We're not, but let's do it.
We'll do it anyway. Tom! Is going to play. Tom, welcome to the program,
Hi, my friend.
How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Have you heard the feud before?
I've heard it, yes.
Okay, so you understand how it's to be played. And you understand that you've got a very big choice to make in your attempt to win wonderful, authentic Neapolitan-style pizza from Il Lazzarone. You can choose Curtis. You can choose Mick. Or you can choose me to be your partner against the other two in an epic quest for authentic, old-school, old-style, Neapolitan-style pizza from Il Lazzarone. Who are you going to play with, Tom?
I'll play with you, Soren.
There we go. Hells yes. I don't think I've lost
Do
yet.
This.
I don't think I've lost, have I? Have
no,
I ever lost?
Ever. In anything.
Not with a listener. You can't. It's hard to carry you up there.
That's like playing with
by yourself.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the body type, Sorin would have been the best defensive back ever. Just short-term memory.
Yep.
Short-term memory. What? I didn't get burned? No, burned. Let's do it. Next play. Let's go.
Coordination, athleticism, all those things, issues
so,
as well.
Very close, though. You had everything else.
No, man. You got to put it out of your mind. Got to put it out of your mind.
Not me. I'm still worrying over decisions I made like in eighth grade. Oh, God. Why did I do that? What is wrong with me?
I never had a shot with her. What was I thinking?
You know, kickball on the playground at Laurel Hills. Gosh, if I had that pitch back, I would have drilled it on the roof. We would have won. I'd have been the hero of Mrs. Miller's class. I'll never live that down.
We're perfect.
Damn you, Greg Bergstresser.
We're perfect teammates for this, Curtis.
Tom, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first,
or you can go first. It's totally up to you, buddy. All right, I'll go first. And who's going to go for you boys?
Maybe Mick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mix things up a little bit.
Home team, Curtis. Home team, Curtis.
Curtis has always been a pacifist. Yep. Mick can't wait to play. Can't wait to play. Curtis just getting out of his way. All right, let's do it.
If we are ready to go, give me Soren and give me Mick. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners as we asked them to name something you eat at lunch.
Mick. Sandwich.
Top answer, player pass.
I'm a Curtis. I'm going to play. Food. Category. I feel like we puff our chests out on these categories and then
we get smoked.
I already have a question, by the way, as to like the rules. So just hopefully it'll get answered here in your mistakes. Go ahead.
So like that covers all types of sandwiches.
All types of sandwich.
I'm gonna go with a hoagie.
I can't say. I'm gonna say French fries. It's just a sandwich. I couldn't say what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Which was what? A sandwich?
Burger.
Well, burger.
Burger is not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with burger. Really?
So happy.
I knew it.
So
got too confident.
Happy.
Salad.
Salad is there. Fourth
Who
best
eats
answer.
Salads. Period. Man, for lunch, pizza's always good.
Is that an answer?
Yeah.
Pizza is there. That is the fifth best answer.
Out of six?
Out of six.
Okay. So we've got half of them.
If salad was there and sandwich, I'll go soup.
Ooh.
Soup is there. Second best answer.
Ooh. Okay.
A soup.
Two answers left. Two strikes.
I don't know if there. I don't know if there's any other foods left.
No, we're done.
Yeah, but it's let's go.
Lint. I'll say lint.
Let's go hot dog.
You've that's awesome.
Chance to steal.
Struck out on burger and dog.
Yeah,
that's
are those not common things?
Doesn't everyone do a cookout?
So Tom, I got three things written down. I got fruit, like people like to have an apple or a banana or something. I don't know if we'd have to be more specific or not. I assume Jed would point us in a direction of more specific.
Better just say grapes. Just say grapes. Fruit. Be specific, say grapes. I think
fruit would encompass all fruits.
Okay.
That's fine.
So fruit, chips, and just leftovers. But I don't know if leftovers.
The only other thing I was thinking was tacos or something. But
what do you think? What are you thinking? Chips? Did he say fries? Did you say fries?
I said fries.
And fries wasn't there, but people tend to take. You know, you take your lunch. You take chips. Yeah. You don't take fries. So I think chips could be there. I think fruit could be there.
Yeah, chips sounds good. I think.
All right, we're gonna go. You all want to go with chips in?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go with chips.
No.
Of course, we nailed
chips
it.
Chips was there. Third
fries
best
aren't,
answer.
Fries aren't, chips are.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I totally do take different. Fries to work.
Totally
They're
different.
Not very good. Because I leave them, I just toss them in my bag individually, not actual
random fries.
Toss them in there.
The one you guys did not get, leftovers.
Thank you.
For three. Yep. You guys got 97 points there.
Thank you very much. We were all over that one, Tom. This should be an easy one. We'll get you one more quick category here, Tom, and we'll get you on your way, buddy.
So, like leftover burgers or hot dogs?
Not on
about?
The list.
Okay.
All right, give me Tom and give me Curtis.
First of all, Tom, you know how to buzz in, right?
Yeah, my name. Right?
Okay, yeah. Be quick on the draw. Curtis isn't.
Say your full name. Thomas R. Don't
I have to think of who I am first.
It's amazing how we get behind with all of the comedians in here, but that's neither here nor there. We surveyed 100 of our
both
fine.
Here and there.
Both we places. Surveyed 100 of our fine listeners, and we asked them to name any member of the Montreal Expos.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Andre Dawson.
Dawson is there. He is the 6th best answer. Chance to steal Tom.
Not an avid Expos fan.
You're okay.
I can't even think. I can't think of anybody.
It's all right. We'll go for the steal.
Mick, over to you.
You're going to play. And we'll watch Mick.
I don't know any of the recent players.
He's
going to
get three strikes.
I'm going to go with Vlad Guerrero.
So I guess you're going to play?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'd cover that first. But
yeah.
Okay.
You actually said we're going to go for the steal, so you established you were playing.
I said we'll see what happens.
Top answer.
I'm going to go Tim Raines.
Rock Raines is there. He is the 4th best answer.
Go with Pedro Martinez?
No Pedro.
He did play for them, correct?
He did. He won a Cy Young there, yeah. Smarter than the average, I guess.
Damn, Burgers and Pedro Martinez.
This may be going back too far. Gary Carter.
Oh, good one.
Carter is their 5th best answer.
Larry Walker? Did he?
Nope. He did play for the Montreal Expos, but he is not on the list. Okay.
I'm going to get all three.
I will go with
I find it better when you do.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers. I don't think he's on there.
No.
Steve Rogers was not there. Chance to steal Soren.
All right. I get a list here.
And Tom.
Something tells me, Tom, you might leave it up to me to pick. just for fun, Marquise Grissom, Mark Grudzielanek, Mike Lansing, John Wetland, Rusty Staub. Old school. He was like one of the first guys. And they called him Le Grand Orange, but I don't think anyone around here knows that. So he was very popular amongst the Montreal folks. I mean, Grudzielanek played here. And so maybe people know he was with the Expos. And so Grudzielanek's name would come up. How many are left?
There are 3 left. 2, 3, and 7.
Wow. 2 and 3.
So I think. Staub or Grudy. Boy, you said Gary Carter. Who am I missing? If that would be number 2 on the list. You said Tim Raines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Wallach. Did you say Tim Wallach?
Did not.
I don't think it'd be him. I like Staub or Grudzielanek. Where do you want to go?
Wait, Staub, you think?
Yeah, let's try old school. We'll go Rusty Staub. Damn it!
Yeah.
Staub is not there.
Grudzielanek?
Mark Grudzielanek was not there either. The ones you did not get, Randy Johnson.
Yes, that was it.
Moise Alou.
Considered him. But
and Rex Hudler.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
We were excellent in the Expo category there. How many did they get, 14?
Like that.
They got 14? 66.
66, okay.
Yeah, boy.
66, like that.
Like that. Expos. Like that.
Great planet.
It's just going to take a little longer, Tom, but it's okay. We'll get going here. My bad. I should have nailed that one.
All right. Are we back to Mick and Soren?
Yeah, we are.
Montreal. All right. What a great planet.
We surveyed one.
Beautiful planet.
Planet Montreal.
Planet Montreal. Love it.
I believe they call it Planet of the Montreal.
De Montreal.
De Montreal.
Planet De Montreal.
All right. If we're ready
we're
to
done.
Go, we surveyed
Wait,
100.
One more.
Okay.
Le Planet. De Montreal. Montreal.
Le Planet.
Poor
we're
Jethro.
Right
okay. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners, and we asked them to name any current center in the NFL.
Soren.
That was us. Sorry.
That's me.
Yeah. No, it was me, too, but I wasn't paying attention.
I got it, right?
Yeah, you got
yeah,
it.
I didn't know. Mick didn't say anything.
Mitch Morse.
Top answer, player pass.
How many centers you feel like you know, Tom?
Oh, I probably shouldn't have called in.
You're fine. You said current, correct? Okay.
Yes.
So current. I don't think we're going to win stealing it back, so I think we better try to play and strip the category, Tom. Even if we take buzzers, let's put it on them to have to get one, okay? Sound good?
All right.
Because otherwise, if we have to steal, we're just lobbing a grenade. Because I'm not telling you I know every center in football either. All right. So go ahead.
My mind is going crazy. I was thinking back to back in the day with the Chiefs, that one who was a Steeler that committed suicide, but I can't think of his name right now.
Oh.
You mean
current though, right?
Current NFL.
Current. Okay. Current. So Mike Webster, you don't want to go with Mike Webster.
Yeah, that one.
Nope. It's all right to take a strike. I'll carry a few of them. It's all right. It's all right. It's what I'm here for.
Webster. Not Mitch.
Just Webster, the TV show character. Yeah. No, a little small to play center.
It wasn't all right. Emmanuel Lewis.
I'm going to go with Pouncey.
More specific?
Last name always works on Jeopardy.
All right,
two of them. Works on.
No, there's two of them.
Of course there are.
Soren's my boss.
There you go.
There's two Pouncey offensive linemen to play different positions.
Good job making sure Tom hears it. Good job making sure Tom hears it. Tom heard that, so go ahead, Tom. Say it. Say the same one. Pouncey. There he goes. No! There's only one made it?
It encompasses only one did actually make it.
Oh, I thought we were stealing one there. My bad. All right. I'll go Austin Ryder.
Chance to steal Mick and Curtis.
What do you think?
Got three other NFL centers that play, I could have said, but...
The only other one I know of.
That'll be great.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't wait to hear it.
All right, so he's from Kansas City, played in Kansas City in the postseason. Evan Bame.
Yes! Was Ragnow or Kush on the list? Yes, we played it. See, it's how you play the game, Tom.
Yep.
It's not always about knowing more than Curtis's nerddom.
Mm-hmm. Who's left?
The ones you did not get.
I've heard of.
Rodney Hudson.
Rodster.
Cody Whitehair.
Oh, K-State.
Jason Kelsey. Spencer Long.
Jason Kelsey we should have gotten.
What was the last
Spencer
one?
Long?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Spencer Long?
How's Evan Bane not picked?
6% of our listeners put Spencer Long.
Who is Spencer Long?
Oh, let me look that up and find out who Spencer
Long is. Bottom line is, what'd we get, 98 there?
You got 43, putting it to 140 to 66.
Okay, it's a commanding lead by my view, but okay.
Went to Nebraska.
Plays where now?
Bills, former Jet.
Well, you don't play at the Bills no more with Mitch Morse coming to town.
Nope. Or Jets, former Bill.
All right, let's press forward with this turd. I even forget who we're playing with now.
Tom and Curtis.
Give me Curtis.
Tom and Jerry's kid.
Wade. I believe you would wade forward with a turd more than you would really push forward.
Push uphill? No?
Well, could be. Yeah, that's fair.
Either way, we're doing something with a turd. And we surveyed 100 of our fine listeners as we asked them to name any U.S. gold medalist.
Curtis.
I heard Tom before Curtis.
Yeah, I did too.
Michael Phelps.
Wait.
Oh!
Michael Phelps, I believe, is who we met. That is their top.
I mean, the allowances, Jed, for this team you're given.
I want to keep my job, so I like listeners.
There you go. Nick, nobody likes you.
Maybe if
you weren't such a Richard all the time.
I need to figure out some sort of power to wield over Jed, basically.
Just stop making jokes and let us stay on time, and then you'll get all of the breaks.
I see what it is.
I'll try my best.
Saran, over to you.
A lot of lawbreakers
what was the category
in here,
again?
Though. It's another joke.
See, there it is. Damn it, Mick. Name any U.S. gold medalist. Michael Phelps, or Phillips, was on the board at the top answer.
All right. Oh, I don't know where to go here now. Carl Lewis.
Okay. Second best answer.
Tom,
are you still there?
I'm still here.
There are four more answers. 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Jesse Helms.
Not there. Was an Olympian, though.
Dominic Dawes.
Nope. Tom, back over to you, my friend.
We're in trouble.
Can't think of. I don't want to say it because. Or do we have how many strikes do we have?
You have two strikes right now.
I'm trying to think of his name.
Just get in the ballpark.
Apparently.
In the city.
I need an answer though.
Christy Yamaguchi.
Not bad.
An Olympian, but not on the list.
And gold medal winner.
Yes.
So we at least named all gold medal winners. I'd like the record to show that.
Proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Chance to steal Curtis and Mick. Mick, don't even dare make a joke.
He won seven. Should we go Mark Spitz?
I mean, is that too far back?
No.
I don't think so.
Go down that road.
Let's do it.
Mark Spitz.
Damn it.
Mark Spitz is there. Third best answer. The ones you did not get, Simone Biles, Michael Jordan, Shaun White.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, and that is an eclectic category there. What'd they get, 11?
They got 76.
76?
Wow. Really?
How are we scoring these things? Wow. Can't believe it. Our answers are so much better. 140 to 142. Hope you got about nine more categories.
All right, we continue on with player A versus player B. And we asked them.
Me and Mick.
Me and Mick. We asked them to name a team that plays in the English Premier League.
Mick. Turin.
Mick.
Man U, Manchester United.
Man U is their top answer. Player pass.
What? Let's have fun. This is going to be awful for me, but let's have fun.
K-Dog?
Arsenal.
Arsenal is there. They are the fifth best answer.
Chelsea.
Chelsea is there. They are the third best answer.
Wasn't that Rob's team?
That's my squad, too. That's the Ren squad also. Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
I think I'm going to go Liverpool.
No, Liverpool.
Wow. Sucks. That sucks.
Top of the table. Top of the table. Nobody
Damn
mentioned
it.
Them.
No one likes them.
How about Leicester?
No Leicester
wow.
City.
How about Man City?
Yeah,
second nice. Best answer.
Oh, I need to get back to you.
Mick, back over to you. See, two strikes.
Tottenham. Yes!
Tottenham is their
yes!
fourth best answer. Okay, back over to you, my friend.
Fulham.
Is that one?
That is one. Chance to steal.
How many are left, and where do they sit on the board?
There are two left, and they are... Six and seven.
Oh, Alabama. We didn't say that.
All right.
This will decide the ball game one way or another.
Are you an EPL guy, Tom?
Yeah. I mean, what's been said so far?
Yeah.
Ben said Man United, Man City, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal. Two responses left.
Okay. I've got two written down. Tell me what you're thinking, or I can just give you my two. What do you want to do?
Well, I have Liverpool and you said Chelsea, right?
Chelsea was said and Liverpool was said.
Yeah.
I've got Everton and Crystal Palace. What do you think? I really wanted Tottenham to be there. I thought that was the one they wouldn't get to. And Everton.
Our hero got there.
Everton, I guess.
All right, we'll go Everton.
No.
That was my fault.
No,
Everton is
out,
there.
It turns out. Well, I forgot. I can't remember the movie. What movie was
it? Is there?
Moonlight.
Moonlight. It's Moonlight.
Actually,
it's Moonlight. We're there.
And he had the wrong.
It was. Everton was there. A winner.
That's what I'm saying.
Final answer. 92 points over to Soren and Tom.
Raising more than just one eyebrow at this game here, guys.
It's written on the sheet.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, you can go look at the official sheet.
Yeah, he just wrote it down in pen.
It says,
okay?
Petra wins, figure out how, I think is what the script said for this week. Well done, my friend Tom. Well done. You are a winner. I think it's in our strategy that was really the key to success in this one, and you have certainly earned the wonderful, authentic Neapolitan-style pizza at Il Lazzarone. Congratulations, my friend. You're going on us.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Hold on. We'll get some information from you. That was an epic contest.
It was
a great battle.
Yeah.
It was a great battle. Man, that was a good one.
Three.
All five.
Three
sets.
On two.
Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, three on two.
That was good.
Like
play zone defense.
Federer and Nadal, five sets.
Came down to fries is what it came down to.
It did.
Fries not being there.
Ding fries are not done.
No.
No ding fries are done.
Chips, but no fries. That's what
it
really came down to.
Not one person says fries.
Nope, nobody says fries. Nobody. Who takes fries?
No Coke, Pepsi.
Do you eat leftover fries? Leftover fries are crap.
They go out to eat.
Places.
You heard of that concept? Yes.
Not us.
How did the lunch category go?
You guys won that one.
I know, but what was it? How was the question phrased?
Something you had for lunch.
I thought it was something you bring for lunch.
No.
Something you eat at lunch.
Mm. There you go.
Plus fries.
Clearly, Most people bring their lunch. We're not all rich bags that sit there eating out all the time.
Don't you cater in here all the time?
No, people bring it for free.
Yes, okay.
This is my lunch bag sitting right over here, my friend.
Plus, we work during the lunch hour, so it's kind of hard to go to. Yeah, I'm going to take, I do that noon sports center. I go get me a burger.
I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying some people actually leave their place of work and eat at a restaurant for lunch where they have fries. But I'm done.
It's not the program. I was thinking like bringing your lunch to work type of thing, man. That's what I was thinking. Mm. The way the question was worded. You just got to get in sync, man. You're just not in the rhythm.
Bring your lunch to work day.
When you and Jed were going over these questions to put them out there and looking over the answers. Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you how it works. I go, Jed, you ready to get your ass kicked in foosball? He goes, no, I got a couple more feud questions to finish up. When I get done with that, then you can pummel me. Hmm. And so that's what happens. That's how it works.
Seren, normally I ask him to answer the questions. I'm like, all right, so you've said that 84 times. Let's see. Let's try another answer this time.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News next here in the program.
You're in the program.
Answer. Who's
yes,
the
sir.
Only
yes,
head
sir.
Coach
here
to lose?
There it is. Yes,
there
sir.
It is.
Found it.
Hello. Test. Is this thing on? Who's the only head coach to lose as a one seed to a double-digit seed twice? It's happened five times in the 64-team era.
One seed to a double-digit seed.
Twice. So five times means four coaches.
So Tony Bennett?
That's him.
Yep.
1 to a 16, and then a 1 to a 10 in the regional final.
It was the Elite Eight, right?
Like in Syracuse.
Is it like 2013?
They blew a 900-point lead in the second half.
I don't know.
Syracuse won by 900.
They blew it as much as we took
came
it.
Back.
I think you just took it.
Grabbed it.
Orange just
them,
took it.
It's always just funny how that's presented based upon who the person telling the story wanted to win.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Curtis, for your support.
I root for the Cuse.
I thought about taking the Cuse over Gonzaga. I have them over Baylor.
I have them over Baylor. Yeah.
Gonzaga.
I think Gonzaga is vulnerable. I don't think you ever really know what you got in Gonzaga because of the caliber of competition that they play. You know, everyone's like, oh, you know, they beat Duke at full strength. They did really early. Mm-hmm. They're good. I'm not trying to sit here and say they're mediocre, but I'm just saying, are they a team that, like, you know, like like Virginia is a team that can play down because of their lack of tempo and get beat by a 16? There are some ones. Roy's not going to lose to a 16 as a one. He's going to get more possessions and he's going to have more opportunities to do it, so he's less vulnerable to lose to a 16. But Gonzaga, I mean, I don't know. Syracuse's defense is different. They're very long. They're very big. I think they could present some problems for him. But I think they're a two-point favorite over Baylor, only two, for a reason, because they ain't that good. They suck offensively. And I don't know. Have we heard on his battle going to play?
I've not seen that.
All right, well, get on it. Find that out.
The other three coaches.
Why is that
can't
on
believe
me?
You haven't done that yet.
Oh, there was four?
There were four guys. There were five instances, four guys. Bennett did it twice. So the other three did it once each. Three other coaches lost to a 10 or worse as a 1.
Bill Self.
VCU in 2011.
VCU team.
Coach K?
Nope.
Boy, he's done a lot. Tom Izzo, did he tank one off one of his upsets?
This is also the other twos were both 1-11s in regional finals.
So,
was it who did George Mason beat? Was that a UConn?
UConn, yeah. Jim Calhoun.
Well done.
06.
Well done. Wichita.
This goes way back.
It goes way back. How far back?
86.
It's like second year.
LSU taking down. Who was the one? I know Hot Plate Williams was the star player for LSU.
The star player for that team that lost was one Kenny Walker.
Kentucky.
Eddie Sutton.
Oh,
1986. It didn't happen again. Didn't happen again for 20 more years. It's happened four times in the last 13. They clearly didn't, to me, my theory is that they didn't quite have the seeding figured out in 1986.
You think?
Because then it went 20 years before it happened again. They got it straight. And then recently it's just been the packing together of the
I think
teams.
the depth of
college
talent.
Basketball is
getting
better.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean. There's a smaller difference between 1 and a 10 than there
were.
Do you
remember
was 30
when Danny used to brag about no 16 would ever win?
I remember that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Never's a long time.
There
Whenever
are a
I
lot
hear
of
that,
people.
I say, never's a long time.
It is a long time, but when it's never happened, it empowers you to say that it will never happen.
That'd be like saying there's never going to be another 300-game winner. You can't win that bet. What schmuck, whatever, laid down. Hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me.
You can't win.
So you said the never part?
Yes. Yeah. So all I need is one guy. Whenever. And I'm a winner.
True. Or you
I
just,
can't.
Or you guys
I
both
can
die.
Only lose that
I
bet.
I never lose money. He can only lose that bet. He can only lose that bet.
I ain't going to.
No, I think the seeding's getting better. I think college basketball is getting better. I think teams figured out ways for smaller teams, less talented teams, to beat bigger teams, whether it's tempo, whether it's three-pointers, whether it's playing small, all that.
I think
the early entries, talent shuffles in more. You don't have teams, the ones aren't 0-1 Duke or whatever, teams just loaded with
and Duke is the biggest favorite since that Kentucky team, but they're still really young. I mean, Bolden's older, his health, but they're counting on four freshmen. So there's a lot of inexperience there. Well, what do we do? What makes this team tough is like if they get down 20, what do? Have they ever been there? Yeah, they have. Down 23 to Louisville on the road, came back and won. So they're a pretty good freshman squad. This will be the youngest team, I think, as far as starters go, to win it if they do.
How many did Kentucky start in 12?
That 15 Louisville or Duke team.
You're right. I don't think they started four.
Led by two freshmen, but they had upperclassmen behind.
Yeah, but it was only two, right? This has got four. Yeah. That Kentucky team started Anthony Davis, freshman.
Mm-hmm. Teague, I want to say, was a freshman.
Kid Gilchrist,
he was on that team.
Yeah, I think it was three freshmen. Yeah. Their top six were like three freshmen, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, or something that, or maybe even two juniors in that mix. But I don't remember which were the ones that started.
2012 would have been. Yeah, Davis, Daron Lamb, he was a sophomore. Kid Gilchrist, a freshman. Terrence Jones, sophomore. Marcus Teague, freshman.
So three freshmen, two sophomores. Yeah. And then they came off the bench, though, with a couple of juniors, I think, as I recall.
Yeah, one a senior, Darius Miller. Kyle Wilcher was a freshman. Vargas, a senior. So senior and freshman. But, yeah, the starter was three freshmen, two sophomores. So that was a young team.
And this Duke is four freshmen and a junior?
Mm-hmm.
So as far as years of college experience, that's seven.
Yeah.
Or the other one, it'd be about the same. It'd be seven. Three and two and two. So, but it'd be more freshmen. So my point's valid.
Yes.
That 15 Duke team was freshman, senior, freshman, freshman, junior. Okafor, Winslow, and Tyus Jones were the freshmen. Quinn Cook, the senior, and Emile Jefferson, the junior. So they did have three freshmen, but they had two guys who were upper class.
I love this narrative that it's all upperclassmen that are winning because Villanova and Carolina have ticked off a couple with some more veteran guys, but still sounds like kind of a lot of young teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you need great players generally to win, and great players don't often hang around to their junior and senior year. It's just,
Who's your Final Four, Mick?
Duke. North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas Tech. I just wormed them their way in there. I don't know what happened. I blacked out, and there they were in my Final Four. I don't know. Let's take a look here. I don't believe
Duke
in Gonzaga.
In
I was telling my kids last night, we were filling out brackets. I'm like, they're like, you think Gonzaga's going to lose? I'm like, listen, kids, if Gonzaga's like the 10 seed, I'll take them all the way to my Elite Eight. But they're the one, I want to get them out like Sweet 16. I don't know what it is about that, but those are my tendencies usually. So I wasn't I think I ended up having Tech upset Michigan and then not having Gonzaga there in the Elite Eight. I think I had Florida State, a big Florida State team, talented, taking down Gonzaga is what I had.
That's where you're going?
That's what I had,
Where do you have KU and K-State going?
I have KU going to Salt Lake City and K-State going to San Jose. And then after that, I have K-State getting to Louisville, getting to the Elite Eight, actually, and I have KU losing in the second round, not getting out of Salt Lake City, losing to Auburn.
Really?
Yes. So Do you not?
So you get the Cats not going to vote for the Sweet 16. Yeah. That's probably, you know what it was, partially. I'm like, you know what? I don't have the energy this year to piss and moan with you people. So here, I'll put you both about where you want to go, and that's good enough. Get off my back. I mean, I can't tell you there was any brilliance in that. I literally didn't want to fight with KU fans for picking them to go out in the second round. I'm just like, just screw it. Here, you're in the Sweet 16. Get off my ass.
It's easy to put them in the Final Four if there are ones, but I generally don't want to. Put them one more spot further than.
They're not a good team.
My Final Four is Texas Tech, KU, K State,
Iowa State. I know. KU and Iowa State are in the same one, but I both got them in the Final Four.
Tech and Baylor are in the same one.
Yeah, there's no Big 12 team in the East, is there?
How about the fact that they only got six? Not that that's a small number.
That's
but
what
this,
I said the whole time. I thought that.
I thought so too. That'd be
for the
at
longest
best
time
seven.
Until like the last week. It seemed like Texas was this 8 or 9 seed lock. And I'm like, why?
Do you remember? We talked about this. I said, you want to know why? Because there haven't been any conference tournament upsets yet. And I know we've got less conference tournaments that really matter. Because like the Missouri Valley of Wichita got out, they were still getting in as an at large. Well, that doesn't. The Valley's now a one bid league. Whoever wins that, so they've defrocked many of the leagues of their. Their teams.
Is that a cuss word?
I don't think so.
Okay. No. I think it might actually work the way I used it too.
I think it might.
They've stripped, if you will, the leagues of their teams that could get in as at-larges, and so now it's harder. The AAC gets four now.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference. They're all kind of compiled in there. But I said there'll be some ones that happen that there'll be an upset, and. Then they're going to bounce somebody, and it's going to be this awful Texas team.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't understand. I mean, it was 8-8-8-8-8 all year long from Lenardi, and I don't know what Palm was saying. 8-8-8.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
Early March. I don't know. Well, I don't think Oklahoma deserved to get in for a second straight year. But
which is why they'll win.
They didn't win last year.
They're going to win this year.
Is that why?
Want to bet?
Well, you already owe me lunch, so I don't know if you're going to pay up on any of your bets here.
They're going to pull that.
Want to bet that lunch?
9-8
double.
Upset.
You think they're
nothing or
double or nothing?
Nothing or double.
Ole Miss is going to beat them. Yeah, okay. Sure. Double or nothing.
Okay, I'll right take there. One.
You're
I'll
not going to remember any of this.
We shook on it. Now I'll remember.
We shook last time.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
It'll be for lunch.
Here, if I win,
I just want to shake.
It'll be for lunch. So Mick, if you win, you bring him chips. And if you win, you bring him fries.
Deal. No, Ole Miss is going to win.
Assorted single fries. Just throw them
randomly.
By the way.
Out of a plastic shopping bag.
While he's answering questions, just throw
fries
throw
them out of my
head.
Pocket.
Here you go.
Hey, old fries.
Hey, the ketchup's like, over here.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite. I got tots in my pocket.
It's perfect. I've forgotten that scene. He pulled the tots out of his pocket.
Big 12 deserves six. I thought TCU was going to get it over Oklahoma, but Oklahoma did sweep them, and I'm a big proponent of head-to-head. You know, we play these leagues for a reason. They lost twice to OU, so I'm fine with TCU being out. But, yeah, six, what it should have been.
When are your Cowboys back in?
They have a great top 15 recruiting class coming in next year. So,
do they really?
Maybe next year?
No chance.
No chance. No chance. Zero chance. They do. Listen, they lost, 20 games this year? So that's a big turnaround. 2 years, how about that? Maybe next year. But they've got Waters back next year and a couple other guys. So
okay.
I don't know. It'll be. I mean, look. If
I hear the confidence brimming in your voice.
If Big 12's if eight's the number or a lot of years, then yeah, I think they could fit into that top seven or eight.
I meant when do they actually get in? Not when do they dance around in bracketology for a few months?
Well, I'm saying dancing around in bracketology for a few months can lead to getting in, so it could happen next year.
They do bring back their top three scores.
Yes. Okay. There you go. And great recruiting
Griff
class.
Waters and
As we established in our Big 12 coaches rankings, Mike Boynton is right there behind Bill Self.
You like how John Calipari's doing an interview within the background of the Olympic jerseys of John Wall, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins?
Where's this at?
It was just on. It just came off. It says Calipari surrounded himself with framed All-Star jerseys of his past players on TV.
Did a little recruiting job.
I guess. I guess that's what he was doing. Maybe. Seems like a smart plan. We'll take a break, come back, give you some things you need to know here on the program.
The program on Sports Radio 810 WA. Need to Know is brought to you by 360 Vodka. Their newest flavor, 360 Lime, just hit the shelves. The drinks you can make with this new and versatile flavor are endless. Follow 360 Vodka on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for signature recipes and more.
All right, some nuggets for you here. I love this. Mike Trout, 12 years, $430 million. This equates to $98,000 a day, $25,000 per inning.
$66,000 per at-bat, I think, something like that.
Career earnings, $579 million when he is done. ESPN president Jimmy Pitaro flew to Denver to try to convince Peyton Manning to take the Monday Night Football job. Desperate. Yeah. There's a fan who paid $7,000 on StubHub for courtside seats to tonight's Lakers-Bucks game. LeBron and Giannis will not play.
Neither one?
Neither one. Nice. Paid $7,000 courtside. Kyler Murray having a private meeting today with Cardinals head coach and GM. So we'll see how that goes, if he's going to be the number one overall pick. Today is Andy Reid's birthday.
Happy birthday
to Big Red, 61 years old.
The time is yours.
Thanks a lot, Sarin. Appreciate you.
Time has always been his for 61 years.
Worth Harley-Davidson kicks off riding season with Moonlight.